If only I could find one that worked. Well, Callum, it isn't easy to explain. Grampy didn't want to go.
Then why did he tell me?
Grampy had to go to heaven. He was very sick. When he went up to the sky, the angels made him better.
Can't they make him better down here?
No, it's against the rules.
Why?
That flippin' word again. Recently every sentence he said began with the W word. It was driving Mel and I crazy.
Because it is, that's why. Now don't ask me again.
I snapped and instantly regretted it. Silence. A major sulk blew in from wherever sulks come. One more block and we'd be there. I could drop him off at nursery and escape to the sanctuary of work. What really angered me was the irony of it all. Every time I heard the name Grampy, painful memories bubbled up. Not about the doddery old man who stole Callum's heart. No, not that lovely old codger. But the muscle mountain of a younger man with his purple rages. That's who I remembered.
Daddy, can Grampy come back down? Now the angels have made him better.
No, Callum. Once you go to heaven, you don't come back.
Why?
That was a toughie.
Heaven is so lovely, nobody wants to come back. And the angels need Grampy's help, fluffing up the clouds, polishing the sunbeams and, well, heaven stuff like that. Maybe the angels will give him a holiday?
Honesty was failing once again. I fell back upon fairy tales. Yes, sweetie, maybe they'll give him a day off. That happens.